It's Tuesday, December 24th, 2019, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. TikTok banned by the Navy. Apple open sources HomeKit, but why? And Cats gets patched. This is the Business of Tech. The U.S. Navy has banned Chinese app TikTok from government-issued mobile devices because of cybersecurity concerns. In a bulletin posted early this week to a Facebook page for military personnel, the Navy said those who didn't delete the short video app would be blocked from the Navy Marine Corps intranet, Reuters reported Friday. And, in case you missed it, there were a series of internet shutdowns again in India last week, shutting down mobile internet and telecommunications networks. The moves were made by the Indian government to thwart protesters to some recent bills passing. So why do we care? A key issue in 2020 is going to be the bifurcation and so-called splinternet effect around the internet. I've been focused on the division between the authoritarian and democratic internet, and that divide remains thematically correct. However, it's going to be actually more important to focus on the subsections of that. On the small d democratic side, at minimum, there will be a European version and the American version, with the Europeans further ahead on privacy regulation than the US. If the American one will splinter into smaller subgroups by state or either have a federal law enacted or the California one become the de facto standard, remains to be seen. On the authoritarian side, it should be expected that individual countries will drive their own versions. The Chinese have their Great Firewall, the Russians have written laws that requiring that their internet be able to be disconnected from the larger internet, and India, while democratic, appears to be acting more like an authoritarian government in this case. And just to add to that, the Chinese government praised the Indian one for its moves here. The takeaway for business: the internet is not the same anymore. You're going to need to track the controls, understand where your customers are, and where their customers are too. Last week, Amazon, Apple, Google, and the Zigbee Alliance announced Connected Home over IP, a working group to create a new standard for smart home devices. Shortly after, Apple has announced that they are open sourcing some of the HomeKit accessory development kit to allow developers to move easily to create new devices. And in some additional Apple news, they may be looking at satellite technology for their devices. The idea to help with maps, tracking, and even coverage by leveraging their own technology from satellites and eliminating carrier dependence. So why do we care? This opens up even more possibilities that the new initiative will work. HomeKit isn't going completely open source, as anyone who makes devices still needs to enroll in Apple's HomeKit MFi program, but it does make it significantly easier to prototype devices prior to that investment. Apple isn't necessarily as well positioned as Amazon or Google with their initiatives, so releasing their components in this way makes sense for them to try and drive their ecosystem. It also adds to the possible components to be in the specification. It's likely Google and Amazon will contribute components as well. The specification is expected in draft form in late 2020. The idea that Apple is looking to eliminate carriers should be no surprise for those tracking Apple. They don't like middlemen, and to have their own direct line to customers is their preference. This is still early and could well be canceled, but it's quite something to consider them owning the entire relationship. And a fun story before 2 days off. While the movie Cats was already released, the movie has been patched while in theaters. The movie was initially released for its premiere on December 16th, but on December 22nd, a new version was released for download and will be shipped by hard drive for December 24th. So why do we care about this one? I think this is a first for movies to be changed while in release. Anyone who plays video games, or has kids that do, are familiar with day one release patches, so there's a certain natural migration to this medium as well for patching. I'm left with two thoughts. This is the first time I can think of patching in this context. It gives new meaning to patch management. Second, it does leave some interesting open questions about the idea of something being owned or created. Which version of the movie is the real one? Which is the definitive one? And what does this mean for any work product? Just a few deep thoughts this leaves. Episode 39 of Killing It Podcast is now out. Three topics this week: Ring, their cameras and security, and larger issues around that; trust in software-defined networking; and changing the subject with digital assistants, how it might save Christmas. Three hosts, three topics, 30 minutes, and one focus on making money in IT. Catch the show in your favorite podcatcher or mspradio.com. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. Today's episode is coming out on Christmas Eve. There'll be no episode on Christmas Day, the 25th, nor Boxing Day, the 26th, and there'll be a Stories We Missed episode for Friday. For those that celebrate, have a great holiday, and see you on Friday.